Then there is a third idea which has been developed in the history of thought, is what is called theism, which tries to reconcile deism and pantheism. According to theism, God is both transcendental and immanent. Now, this is a grand idea, and many developed religions call themselves theistic. There are different forms of theism. But when you examine these ideas, deistic ideas become very prominent, and the pantheistic ideas, God's immanence in the world, becomes diluted. In what way is God immanent in the world? Immanence may have two meanings. God in the world, that is one meaning of immanence of God. God in the world, that is immanence of God. And God as the world, God itself as the world, not in the world, but God himself as the world. God in all is one idea of immanence of God. Another is God as all is another idea of the immanence of God. Which of these two is advocated by any particular theory remains to be examined. It makes a lot of difference. God in the world and God as the world, all forms in the world being the forms of God himself, and therefore there are many shades . Now in the Bhagavad Gita, these two sentences, these two verses that we are reading, you will find deism, theism, pantheism, and beyond all this, all put together. It is true that Bhagavad Gita is not a philosophical work so as to work out all the arguments. Bhagavad Gita is a transcription of experience. Bhagavad Gita is a description of what knowledge of God you gain when you experience Him. And that too when you experience Him by integrating all the systems of yoga. All the methods of yoga you put together, and then you attain to the knowledge of the divine. What do you gain? The sum total of that whole knowledge is given in these two verses. So let us see now these words. Matsthani sarabhutani nachaham teshu avastita. All these objects are in me, but I am not in them. I am above them. This is what is called the supracosmic view of God. All in me, but I not in them, is a supracosmic idea of God. Very crudely speaking, if an object is in a bottle, you can say that the object is in the bottle, but the bottle is not in the object. That is because the bottle is larger, is bigger. But then the next statement bewilders you very much. Nacha matsthani bhutani. Even these objects are not in me. The first statement was, all objects are in me, I am not in them. Now he says, even the objects are not in me. And then he says, Pashyame Yogam Eshwaram. See the majesty of my yoga. They are in me, I am not in them, they are not in me either.
That means that Kalo Swinham, the 11th chapter, so they are coming to me, everything is in me, but the another sentence, another verse, he says no.
That is the difficulty. The difficulty can be resolved only if you grasp that all that is in the divine, all that is in the world, ultimately issue from the divine. In other words, Sri Krishna expounds here what is called monism. Neither theism, nor deism, nor pantheism, but monism. Monism is a theory according to which reality is one. There is only one reality. It is not as if God creates the world and world is different from Him. There is only one reality. That reality is a complex reality. It is not a simple reality. The difference between simplicity and complexity is that simplicity has only one characteristic. Complexity is that which has many characteristics. So reality is one, but it is not having only one characteristic. It has many characteristics. And these many characteristics are harmonious with each other. Therefore, it's complex. When complexity does not have harmony, it becomes chaos. But when the complexity is harmonious, then it supports the true identity or oneness of the reality. The monism.
For example?
There is no other example. That is the whole point. There is no example of a reality which is one. The example of this is only the Supreme Divine Himself. He is the only one. There is nothing else. Example would mean that there are two, three things like each other. If there is only one reality, therefore, it's called Anupama. There is no Upama, there is no parallel of it. Reality is Anupama. Therefore, Sri Krishna says, Pashyame Yogam Eshwaram. See the majesty of my yoga. I am such a reality of which there is no parallel. I am the only one. That reality is supracosmic, that is one characteristic of it, but not merely supracosmic. If it is only supracosmic, it becomes simple. But it is not merely supracosmic. It is also cosmic. It is also individual. These three words are ingrained in these two verses. The reality is transcendental, supracosmic, but not extracosmic. He is supracosmic, but not extracosmic.